Walking meditation is just another posture. So you have the body standing up and you move from one point to another. There's a beautiful campus here. You can find a couple of trees or walk along a building or just on the path, the road. And just keep going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Doesn't it sound like the breath? Back and forth, back. It's the breath, it's just repetition. This is another way of repeating the present moment and repeating it by bringing our attention back to it again and again. So when we're walking, there's a lot more to experience than when we're sitting. It sometimes requires even more effort. What you should be careful of is not to walk with your head up or looking around. In fact, you shouldn't even be doing that when you're sitting. And if you are, just be mindful to keep your attention in your body or on the body itself, on the breath, on the body, on the shape, on the pressure of sitting, the pressure of your body touching the cushion or the chair. And with walking, you're observing your limbs moving, and you feel the air in contact with your face. You can feel the movement of your feet. Wherever your mind is most kept awake and present. So you can do quick walking for a little while and then slow down and do the more meticulous walking that you would not do when you're outside this campus. Because people would find it rather peculiar. And they might get upset with you if you're standing in line at a grocery store, or if you're walking in a grocery store and you creep along. Not appropriate. But here you can go very slowly and be very meticulous. And that's really the point, is to just observe the movements of your legs. Raising, pushing forward, placing. But until we get into that, just walk normally and let your mind slow down. When your mind slows down, your body will also slow down. You can feel, you can test your attention by feeling your clothing touching your skin. It's that much presence. Whereas what we have around us here, there's so much to look at. But that will distract us from being present. We're not here to look at the beauty in a distracted way. It's possible to look at the beauty and develop tranquility. But when you're doing walking meditation, the object is to stay with your body and to do that by focusing on your limbs or focusing on the breath within the whole body, within the walking frame, the frame that moves, rather than the frame of the body sitting. So you can stop if you notice that you're thinking. I've never really observed people doing walking meditation who stop. And I'm sure everyone's thinking. So it's kind of a dilemma. Like, are we really noticing that we're caught in thought? If you are, just stop and start your walking again. Begin again. Make an adhitana, determination. I'm going to be present. Not to look out at the lake or long for the tops of the trees or think what a great painting that would make, the purple touching the green. Just let that all go. Investigate, observe, and be present for the movement of your limbs. It's boring. But that's the whole point, is to be able to bring up that cutting edge where you see the defilements and you let them go. You notice the boredom and you just, you know, like the movie director, you cut. This is where you allow your mindfulness to chase the distractedness or the weariness of doing this. The bored state of mind is a dull mind, an uninterested mind, an ignorant mind. So you can notice boredom, let it go, and come back. What happens to us when we repeat? Repetition is a wonderful way to learn. Do you ever practice piano as a kid? Anybody? Do you remember you had to do the scales? Da 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 da, back and forth, over and over. Oh, I wanted to do arpeggios and I don't know what. You know, the real stuff. But we can't learn it until our fingers learn it. You can't learn it with your head. And this practice works the same way. You're not going to learn how to be in the present moment by skipping and running and visiting interesting places. Yeah, we have to visit the boredom, the dullness, and overcome it right there in the slightest movement of our right foot or our elbow. Says, oh. Or our tiredness, like arthritis, okay, feel the pain. If this walking becomes an ordeal, like because of the body having a little dysfunctionality, lack of balance, or weariness, then walk for a little bit and then come and sit. Don't do it out of compulsion or because that's what it says here. But be realistic with what you're dealing with. And if you, on the other hand, if you have so much restlessness that walking between two points is just driving you crazy, then go for a very brisk walk around the lake and do your best to listen to the sound of your feet and nothing else. Just find a way to be continuously present and just kind of burn off some of that restlessness. We have to be intelligent with what our obstacles are. Some of us are lethargic and some are crazy, restless. So, you know, just like when you're driving a car, you have few gears. If you're going uphill, you downshift. If you're going fast on a flat road, you push it up to fifth gear even, or put it in cruise control. But that's very dangerous in this practice because cruise control means you're not paying attention. The car is doing the work. We're not ready for that. We have to be really present. So adjust yourself according to what the body is able to do. Don't overestimate. It's good to have an aspiration to be really present, but don't get too frustrated. If the attention keeps slipping away at the beautiful sights, probably many of you live in the city or you have a busy life, and this is a treat to be in a beautiful place where there's so much to enjoy. The smell, the pure air, the sound of birds, spacious skies, all of that. Take that all in, but apply the work. Don't let that distract us lost in the beauty, because we won't learn anything. So do that. Try to divide it into 15-minute portions. A little quick walk, a medium-paced walk, and then 15 minutes of really slow, mindful movement. If you do a good period of walking meditation, the chances of being very concentrated when you sit down, and developing more stillness increase. This is not a break. It's really part of the main work, like sharpening a tool. You have to work quite diligently to sharpen a knife, for example, before you can apply it. So when you sharpen attention during walking meditation, and then you sit down to look at your breath or your body formation, you'll see how connected they are. Your mind will be so happy to just stay on the object.